Psalm 92, verse 10, all the way to verse 14. But my horn shalt thou exalt, like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemy. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The blessing of the anointing or power of God is our subject this morning. The blessing of the anointing or the power of God. I welcome everyone here this morning. We bring you greetings from Nasarawa State Lafia Crusade. Very powerful, very impactful. As the time permits, we may be showing you the clip of it. This month is a very, very critical and crucial month for this ministry. And I'll be talking about that very, very shortly. It is a month in which this ministry of power and glory and impact was birthed. And this 11th month is our month of experiencing release, recovery, and replication through the supernatural power of God. This morning, we want to see the blessing that is in the power of God. The blessing that is in the anointing of God. Scriptures make it clear that the anointing of God is a great blessing to the carrier of the same. Men and women who carry power, men and women who carry the anointing of God, are also carriers of great blessings. In the Old Testament, the priests, the prophet, and the kings were carriers of the anointing. And as they carried the anointing, they carried tremendous blessings. This morning, we shall look at some blessings that the anointing carries. Our objective will be to understand the blessing that the anointing or the power of God carries. And second, to understand how to access the anointing or the power of God. What blessing does the anointing of God carry? Does the power of God carry? How do we access that anointing and power? Leviticus chapter 7 and in verse 35. The Bible said, this is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. This is the portion of the anointing. Number one, the anointing or the power of God has its allocated portion or provision. Has its allocated portion or provision. This is the portion of the anointing. Every unction carries a portion. Every unction carries its provision. That is why no matter how people hate the anointed, they cannot stop the portion that follows the anointing. It's a waste of life to envy a man or a woman who carries the oil. It's a waste. This is the portion of the anointing. If you are not without the unction, you cannot be without the portion. This is the portion. You may be a civil servant. You may be a worker in a private enterprise. Whatever it is. If the anointing or the power of God is on your life, there is a portion. There is an allocation. There is a provision. There is a supply for the unction. And I believe this morning that somebody will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say loud amen. Every really anointed man of God, woman of God, child of God, don't really struggle for portions. Don't struggle for supplies. You don't struggle for things. I know of a man that a member, somebody, a follower, a partner of his ministry bought an aircraft, $20 million. So this is my gift to you to assist your evangelistic work. No devil can do anything about that one. You understand? This is the portion. The portion. The anointing or the power of God has its allocated portion or provision. Number two, the anointing brings supernatural liftings and elevations. Supernatural liftings and elevations. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him. Samuel was pouring oil on Saul and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? He took you up. The anointing is an elevator. The anointing is a lifter of people. A lifter. The power of God lifts. In Psalm 45 and in verse 7, David speaking, he said, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. The anointing takes a person above their contemporaries. The anointing takes people above classmates, above age mates. It takes people up. Nobody can do anything about that. The anointing, the power of God takes you up.
Job said he lifted by his power. He lifted. God lifts people by his power.
If God has laid his hands on you, no devil can keep you in the pit. No devil can keep you on the floor. No devil can keep you on the ground. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? You may consider me your age, but if you don't carry my grace, we may not be at the same level. Am I communicating? So if you want our level to continue to be the same, we must be connected to the same grace, connected to the same oil, connected to the same fire, connected to the same power. I prophesy to someone here today, your level is shifting by power. In this month of power, in this month of unction, in this month of the anointing, your level is shifting by power. Your level is changing by power. Your level is shifting by power. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What will the anointing do? Please take your seat. The anointing, number four, the power of, number three, is the secret of favor and increase. Is the secret of favor and increase. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, Samuel was anointed. And in verse 3, he said, then you shall go forward from thence, and shall come to the plain of Tabor, and shall meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. They don't know you from anywhere, but you just got anointed. And because you got anointed, they just release to you what is in their possession. Favor flows in the direction of the unction. Favor travels in the direction of the unction. Because the anointing is a fragrance of God's presence. When a man is anointed, he carries the fragrance of favor. And that favor brings additions and brings increase. In Psalm 48 and in verse 7 and 8, where we read, he said, Psalm 45 verse 7 and 8, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness, therefore God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Go on. All thy garments are smelling, perfume, fragrance. By virtue of this anointing that you have, your garments smell of myrrh, attraction, aloes, cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Keep going. King's daughters, now you are attracting honorable people, are among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophel. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. And then, now, verse 12, he said, and the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall look for your favor. There are people seated here. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, important people shall look for your favor. Those that others look for shall begin to look for you by the reason of the anointing, by the reason of the power of God. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. I am not preaching to you theory. I am preaching to you the realm we are in. We respect people we value people, especially people who have important and influential offices, but we look for nobody. That's the truth. We look for God. We pursue God. We are after God. And anybody we need per time looks for us. Anybody we need per time. Anybody we need per time. By virtue of this tangible materiality that is called the anointing of the Holy Ghost, is far more important than human connections. Is stronger than human connections and contact. Is stronger than man, no man. And it works, it is universal. Even in places where you don't know people, outside the country, it works everywhere. Our challenge is that we are busy looking for human beings. Until what we should look for, we are unable to look for those things. And then the struggle continues. What are we to look for? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. I prophesy to somebody here today. Important people shall begin to look for your favor. By the reason of the anointing and the power of God that you shall experience and encounter this month, they shall begin to look for you. And I decree today, every spell of disfavor, every spell of disfavor, every aroma of disfavor around your life is dissolved right now. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Before this month is over, what I am talking about shall become practical in your life. The Bible says, I and the Son the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. Before this month is over, what I'm speaking about shall become practical in your life. Some time ago, the number three person in one of the African countries traveled all the way to come here. He was afflicted. He was tormented. A demonic thing was working in his body. Came all the way with his wife, who flew to meet him from America, and from their country they came here. Prayer was offered for him. No sleep, all manner of affliction. This thing dried up on the spot. When we traveled recently to America, the wife was there in the meeting testifying that from the day that man came till now, the affliction checked back to hell. Checked back to hell. You see, they shall look for you. If we are connected to the same unction as we are today, then they shall look for you. Say amen like a believer. The wife of the vice president of a country, I was going to minister somewhere, and he asked the host, he said, is Dr. Paul Enetche ministering there? If he's there, let me know. I want to be there. I want to connect. The other day I was preaching, and then the pastor of the in another country called me and said, the whole of the first family are in front of the television. In front of the television. And they say, thank God they didn't miss it. Thank God they didn't miss it. Exactly at the time we had them hitches with them technical connections. And so after the hitches finished, then the program came on. And they said, they thank God that when the technical hitches were on, they were not able to watch. But now that they hooked on, they just saw it live. The whole of the first family of the whole country, this one. Yearning and panting to receive what God was sending. Those who are influential among the people shall look for your favor. They shall look for what you have to say. By the power of God, by the anointing of the Spirit. Now I mentioned leaders of three different countries just now. I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, they shall look for you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. They shall look for you. Give
Give the Lord a big clap of hands to take your seat. And that anointing, the secret of favor and increase. And number four, the anointing is the secret of fruitfulness and flourishing. That was the text we read in Psalm 92 and in verse 10 all the way to verse 14. Fruitfulness and flourishing. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye shall also see my desire on mine enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous, the guy who just got anointed, shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The anointing is the secret of all round fruitfulness and flourishing. All round success is the secret of fruitfulness and flourishing in life. Everything about the anointed is useful. The day I saw that the anointed man, the righteous, who is anointed of God, flourishes like the palm tree, my mentality was upgraded, because I grew, portion of my growing up was in the village. I did primary 3 in the village, and I'm familiar with village things, and especially the palm tree. I am aware that the palm tree is one of the only trees that does not have a useless department. You carry the palm fronds. It is called broom. You carry the palm branches. It is used for the roofing of houses. You carry the palm nut. It becomes palm oil. You carry the palm kernel. It is palm kernel oil. You carry the palm stem. It is roofing material and building material. And then even the sap of the palm, even though our villagers use it for the destruction of their lives in alcohol, yet ethanol is useful for laboratory purposes. Ethanol is useful for laboratory purposes. So when he said to me that the righteous shall be flourished like the palm tree, I understood. I understood that my marriage shall be successful. My business must be successful. My children must be successful. My assignment must be successful. My ministry must be successful. Everything around my life must be successful. Is God speaking to somebody here? Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Oh yes, it is possible for everything around your life to be working. It's possible for everything to be working. But what kind of thing is this? That there is nothing, everything. One young man, a schoolmate of mine, told me many years ago, he said, why is it that everything about you is good? Everything about your life is good. Everything is correct. He said, everything is just working. It's in the Bible. It shall flourish like the palm tree. Every department of his life is useful. Every department of his life is correct. Every department of his life is working. I prophesy to somebody here. Everything about your life shall be successful. Everything about your life shall be productive. Everything about your life shall work. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Help me tell 3 people around you. Tell them everything is working around me. 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 We cannot dance useless dance. We cannot sing useless song. We cannot preach useless preaching. We cannot teach useless teaching.
We cannot organize useless crusade. Hey!
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We cannot. Everything must be functional. Everything must be correct. Everything must be productive. Everything must be useful. We cannot be involved in constructing a useless construction.
An engineer was trying to install something, a lift, one of the lift wells here. We have many lifts here that will soon be installed. And he was trying to cut the wall so that they can chisel some wall for the... It bent their saw several times. He said, now I respect these people for the quality of construction here. He said, I respect these people. It was as if there was no sand in the mix, only cement. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? As if there was no sand inside the concrete mix, as if it was only cement. This is what God is saying to you. Refuse to have anything around you that is useless. Refuse to have any department of your life that is not working, that is not productive, that is not functional. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, like the palm tree, like the palm tree, like the palm tree. Even in old age, they shall still be bringing forth fruit.
We cannot write a useless book.
Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, everything about my life is working. Every department of my life is working. Everything about my life is working. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat.
This is very, very important. Every time you remember what you are meant to be in life, remember the palm tree. He shall flourish. What? And so we have said four things. We have so many things to say this morning, but we have other services to handle. And so the first thing is that the anointing of the power of God has its allocated portion of provision. And then the anointing of God brings supernatural liftings and elevations. And then the anointing of God is a secret of favor and increase. And then the anointing of God is a secret of flourishing. Now, what is the secret of the anointing? The secret of the anointing is summarized, or the secret of power is summarized in one word. It is called passion. Passion. Passion is a magnet of unction. And I'm going to go now. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. I'm going to identify four different dimensions of this passion. Number one, passion for God is for God was with him. Anyone who loves God, who hangs around with God, can never lack the oil or the anointing or the power. What is your passion? What have you given your heart to? What have you given your heart to? Is it entertainment? Is it money? Is it men? Is it women? Is it the fleeting vanities of this world? What have you given your heart to? Passion for God. Number two,
passion for kingdom assignment. He went about doing good, healing. God will never empower the idol. And he will never empower the idol. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And you shall be witnesses unto me. If you are ready to walk, God is ready to empower. When was the last time you led anybody to Christ? When was the last time you invited anybody to church? Some people say, God, give me power. And he said, I give you power to do what with? God bless me. Bless you to do what with it? Because I said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Who are you blessing that you want me to bless you? Who are you planning to bless? God will bless you to the capacity of your willingness to be a blessing. And God will empower you to the capacity of your willingness to work for Him. Basic work, soul winning, changing lives, connecting humanity back to their Creator. When you find yourself in that assignment, you don't need to beg Him for power. The other night, at the crusade ground, I asked Dr. Mr. Nenche to say a word or two of preaching before I come to preach. And then she finished speaking and said, if you check yourself and see if you have been healed. And then several healings came out. One of the last ones was a young man who had been mad for 17 years. Chained. They brought him to the crusade ground. Madness was gone. Chains broken. She told me, she said yesterday, she said, it looks like God is just waiting for who will walk. Just waiting for who will go. For him to do what only him can do. We are not struggling to see the blind seeing or the deaf hearing or anything, because we are right there. Tirelessly. Healing and deliverance service on Tuesdays, Wednesday, midweek service, he did crusades everywhere. All manner, very restless. Passion for kingdom assignment. Number three is compassion for the needy. You know, compassion is compound passion. So it's still a department of passion. Compounded passion. Passion under compulsion. Compulsive passion. He went about. That is a heart for people. A heart for people. A heart for people will bring the anointing. When you feel for people, whether you feel like changing lives and saving them from sin or healing them, getting them healed or ministering to their needs, physical, financial, material needs, a heart for people is key to power, is key to the blessing. Everybody was looking at the prisoners and didn't care. Joseph looked at them with passion. No wonder God made Joseph the head of the whole of the land of Egypt. He looked at them with passion. A heart for people is key for power. Number four is aversion or hatred for oppression and his oppressor. Aversion, hatred for oppression. Nothing pains you like when you see people suffer. Nothing troubles you like when you see people in pains. Nothing troubles you like when you see people frustrated. You want to do something about it. You want to do something about human problems. And God said, take the power and do something about it. And God said, take the money,
and wipe out poverty from your community. Take the resources. Passion for God. Passion for his work. Compassion for the needy. Aversion for oppressor. Oppression. And the oppressor himself. He went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He went about deleting oppression. For God was with him. Somebody say amen. That man that testified with his wife last Sunday. Prostate cancer. PSA raised. All manner. When I prayed for him, I prayed with anger for the devil. Anger against that devil. Compassion for wife and children. It was a mix. Bam! The devil checked back to hell. Somebody say amen. In Akwanga, in Lafia, the people that came to receive us, the second in command of the security service in that state was there with a cane, back walking. What is wrong? Lumbar spondylosis with radiculopathy, with all manner of syndromes. Dr. Misenenche said, don't worry, before the crusade is over, you will be healed. I said, before the crusade is over, she is healed now. That is, the afternoon that we went to see the crusade ground, to pray on the ground, before the crusade will start officially in the evening. On the spot, fire flamed into her body. She was wiped out. She was my wife's classmate from secondary school. Wiped out on the spot. Beloved, God will give you power if you can join him to antagonize the devil. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise and give him the honor. Lift your hands and worship him. Touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, touch me with your hands. Lion of Judah, touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand, oh Lord, oh, please, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand, oh Lord, oh Lord, please don't let me go. Touch me with your hand, oh Lord, please, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Let me go the way I came
lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I apply for fresh passion, for your presence, passion, for your assignment, compassion for your people. I apply today for fresh hatred for the oppressor and his oppression. I apply for it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, please don't let me go. Touch me with your hand. Ooh, please don't let me go.
Father, thank you. Lift your hands high. I know there are many people here this morning saying to me, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to surrender completely to Jesus. Anywhere you are in that category, pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave it. Excellent. Quickly come forward. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Let's take that song.
I'm a new creation.
Quickly, if you pray that prayer, or you are surrendering your life to Jesus,
things have
quickly
passed
step forward. Let's
say, I'm born again.
The rest of us, you can take your seat.
More than a conqueror, that's who I am.
God's who I am.
I'm a new creation, a brand new man. Say, I'm a new creation, a brand new man.
All
things
have passed away.
I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation, a brand new man. All things have passed away, I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm brand new man.
If you need a yoke of sin broken, maybe you are bound by addictions, one form of addiction or the other, you can also step forward here. Pastor, I don't want to be addicted to any drug anymore, any lifestyle anymore, any condition. Quickly step forward. Take this song again.
I'm a new creation.
I am struggling to live right.
I'm a brand new.
Come forward
man.
And let the struggle be broken.
All things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, a brand new man. Say,
I'm a new creation. Place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand and pray this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. From today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.